Good morning. Time for Green Country Gardener. Green Country Gardener brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union, Green Thumb Nursery, United Rentals, Enterprise Sod Store, American Heritage Bank, Osage Region, Peter's True Value, Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, and Overlays Woods Lumber. If you have a gardening question for Larry Glass, call 918-336-1400 or 800-749-5936. And now, the man with the emerald thumb, Larry Glass.
Good morning to you. It's 8:08, time for Green Country Gardener with Larry Glass. If you have any questions you'd like to ask him this morning about your gardening.
Drizzle? Is that the best you can do?
Drizzle, yeah.
Drizzle. It's not like something drizzle? You put on an ice cream cone.
Yeah, that's not pretty good, though, I have to admit.
Okay. Oh, Mark, it looks as though we have a caller.
We do. And I'll give out the number here in just a moment, but we'll go ahead and take this call. Good morning, caller. You're on Green Country Gardener. How can we help you?
Yes, this is Tom Rubenstein, and I'm Larry. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Not bad today for considering.
Yeah, this is Tom Rubenstein. I'm the president of the Oklahoma Giant Pumpkin Growers Club. And I wanted to announce, and I checked with Larry, and he said I could do this.
Sure.
That we're having a soil. It's going to be like a soil workshop that's at OSU in Stillwater. At the in the basement of the Agricultural Center, it's at 1:30, and anybody that's interested in it could just be gardening. But if you're interested in growing pumpkins and you wanted to come to that, you're more than welcome to show up.
You're right.
If you want a carpool, if there's several that wants to go and they don't all want to drive their own car, we could carpool. And you could go to the Oklahoma Giant Pumpkin Growers Facebook page and just say, I'm willing to, I'd like to go, but would like to carpool. We could do that.
Cool.
And if you do go, you can take two soil samples, and, there's no charge, right? So if you're interested in doing that, you could just show up 1:30 down there this next Saturday at 1:30 at OSU in the agricultural building in the basement. And bring your soil samples, and they're going to tour the soil lab and talk about, soil and testing and how to get your soil where you want it and everything else. So
that sounds like a pretty good deal. If you're not having good luck with your plants or you just want to improve what you have already, it would be a good idea to get down to the dirt of it, if you will. And yep. What better place than a basement, actually?
Yeah.
So it would be a probably a good idea if you're really serious about growing tomatoes or pumpkins,
yep.
or hydrangeas for that matter. You can find out
what
is going on with your soil, and that's very important.
And the other thing, if anybody would really like to grow pumpkins, the state record that we had last, you judged that you saw the pumpkin there.
Oh, yes.
The state record that we have, we're wanting to have that seed. So it'd be basically the same genetics everybody would have, but we're wanting, the club members or anybody wants to grow it, we're all growing the exact same, basically the same fruit. So it's not like somebody's got a whole lot more better genetics than the others, and hopefully we're pretty close. But we're trying to have a competition, and we're going to invite the OSU people that are in the gardening, and that's what they do, is a disease, and irrigation and whatever the different sections of the OSU. We're trying to get them to challenge and see if they can grow anything as big as what our pumpkin club members can do. So anyway, if anybody's interested in those seeds, you could go to, the Oklahoma Giant Pumpkin Growers Facebook and say, I'm interested. Seeds, and I think we can get you the seeds too. So
what
you have the state record, and you could use that seed to grow, next year and try to see what you can do.
What is something that could be done right now to help the pumpkins grow rather large?
Well, your garden, you need to start. I would say put. I like rabeners. What I like the best, but you need to put some organics, leaves, and get your garden, get the soil all ready right now.
Yeah.
And if you want to, get a big one, you really need the best genetics. And, the seeds can go pretty quick.
Right.
So you want to get a good seed also.
Okay. So perhaps at this point in time, integrating some organic material into the soil and perhaps a rough till. You don't want to really level the soil. You want to leave it rough at this point.
Yeah. And I would get it tested, you know what I'm saying? Because if you wanted it tested, wanted to do it, you know, ride down with this, take your soil down there, and you know, you could get two different samples in your plot and see what, you know, may say, well, you're short on whatever, or your pH is off, or, I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can pick up on those soil samples that would really, you know, help you get the big one for next year.
Right. Well, Tom, thank you very much for calling.
Betcha. You have a great day.
And you do.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Have to admire the pumpkin growers for their enthusiasm. That was quite an event.
That was, yes. Here.
And I was part of the qualifying team as far as judging the qualification of the pumpkins are concerned.
I think I do remember talking about that with you earlier, or I guess I should say the middle to late of last year.
Mm-hmm. And actually the audience got a real thrill out of it.
Heck yeah.
Wow, I've never seen a pumpkin that big before in my life. People came by, they go, wow. So that was really quite a fun event.
Yeah, I kind of wish I had gone to that. I do remember you talking about that, though.
I have some pictures at the nursery if you want to see them.
I should drop by the nursery and go see them at some
point. I have all of them all lined up and by size, and everybody proudly standing over there. 10-ton pumpkins, so it's quite an event. So
it does sound like it's quite an event. And as Tom was just calling in, the number to call, we didn't get the number out there before. It's 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. So if you have any questions, again, for Larry Glass, or you want to talk about pumpkins, we can take your call at 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. I think we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with what's happening in the garden this week.
In 1930, Frank Phillips received a very special gift from some very dear friends. During a ceremony surrounded by 1,500 guests, Frank was adopted into the Osage tribe by Chief Fred Lookout and given the name of Eagle Chief by the Osage. This marked the first time that the Osage had ever adopted a white person into their tribe. Chief Lookout gave the newest Osage chief the gift of a pony, a saddle, and a single eagle feather. The saddle had been in Lookout's family for over 100 years. Frank Phillips received a telegram from a famous man and dear friend saying, "Sorry I can't make it. The Osage were always the smartest Indians in America. There are 120 million white men, and they pick out the best one to make an Osage chief. Best regards to all Osages, including Frank, from the renegade Cherokee, Will Rogers." That kind of magic still happens every day at Willow Rock. Welcome home to Willow Rock.
Brent Walker's in from United Rentals. And Brent, why would somebody want to rent as opposed to just going out buying a piece of gear?
Rentals works great just for the one-time use, two-time use type person versus laying out that kind of dollars for bigger and heavier equipment.
Weather around Oklahoma can cause power outages, and you've got generators for people.
We have generators from the small, we call them suitcase size, all the way up to large to run buildings, homes, businesses. So we can get you taken care of with generators.
United Rentals in Bartlesville, 3801 Southeast Nowata Road. Call to reserve your equipment rentals, 918-333-9580.
Have you got the winter blues? Make your home feel like summer with tropical plants from Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses. Green Thumb, as you know, is the home to the largest selection of tropical plants. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has a great selection of plants for inside the home. Fill your home with vibrant houseplants, cactus, hanging plants, and more. Come by Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowata Road and check out Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants. That's Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses.
Welcome back to Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. It's 8:17. Joining us is the Emerald Thumb, Larry Glass.
Actually, Larry. Yeah. In light of the current events that's occurred today, it's really a real big decision maker in our environment. Mm-hmm. Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow, so it's going to be an early spring. So what do we got to do? Prune those roses back. Actually, my rose is starting to grow a little bit. And if you want to transplant it, you better get after it. It's going to be too late. The ground, fortunately, after this last weather event, is a bit cool right now. So I'd rather imagine the root system isn't developing too quickly at this point. But the top of it is starting to grow out a little bit. So it's time to prune back those roses if you haven't already. And transplanting them should be done really pretty soon, too. Check the water on your pansies and kale plants, especially if they're in pots. Kale plants especially, they're a little bit sensitive to extraordinarily cold weather. So you might want to look at the pots and see if they're dry at this point in time. I know I have some pansies in pots and somewhat bedraggled at this point in the backyard, but they'll pop up and look really nice here by the end of the weekend, just in time for the next freeze. Thank you.
Right.
But anyway, check them out and see if they do need some water. We have had some precipitation, but not a great deal. And this chance of extreme drizzle coming on is definitely not encouraging as far as water is concerned.
Yeah, and you were talking about cooler temperatures and maybe that making it a little bit difficult to prune. Well, the next few days, including today, tomorrow, and Monday, it's going to be close to 70, at least Sunday, and it's going to be in the 60s. So do you think around Monday evening it'd probably be a good time, despite the drizzle in the forecast?
Yeah, Sunday, tomorrow will be good to prune. Today will be a good day for pruning, too. So get out the olive oil and slicken up the pruning shears. get the rust off of them. And perhaps you might consider doing a little bit of pruning today. I wouldn't do anything heavy at this point. You don't want to encourage plants to grow rather quickly just because of an odd warm spell, because they could actually start to grow, and we still have opportunity for some rather frigid weather, so you might curtail any, you might even kill them off. So just heavy pruning probably another 2 or 3 weeks or so, but not really at this point.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense, too, because looking at the forecast here next to us, it really just kind of gradually cools off. Monday night will be pretty cold, but staying up towards 60, and then Thursday it's going to be 46, so pruning might have to hold off.
Yeah, at the end of the week, though, we're anticipating, and as the time increases, the chance of frozen precipitation actually is increasing. I've been observing the weather forecast, so... Oil up the snow shovel. Here we go. But anyway, right now you want to test your soil, like Tom said. Test the soil for pH, NPK, and it's time to consider cool season vegetables. Yeah, peas, whatnot. They're fun to eat, peas with a knife.
Peas are pretty good. Now, my sister was never fond of them when I was a child, but nevertheless, maybe
cool
she'll grow out of that someday.
Cold crops, cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower. I think cauliflower, things like that can be planted pretty soon at this point. So, as far as that's concerned, that's what we can do in that part of the garden. Now, your fruit trees, it's time for pruning, and it's also time to spray dormant oil and a good overwintering fungicide, to copper fungicide, to try to cleanse the plant of overwintering fungal spores. It's kind of time to do that, and also overwintering insect eggs, such as scales and insects, things like that. That get in your fruit trees, it's time to consider doing some spraying for those. And the weather's going to be ripe for that this year. Also, pruning is a good time. January, February is a good time to prune your fruit trees also, contrary to your shrubs. But they know a little better than to come out early, so they could be pruned rather heavily at this point. So fruit tree maintenance, that's what it's time to do now. On your pruning your fruit trees, look for bad structural structure on your plants. On your trees, rather, things such as conflicting wood, crossing wood, I guess, is what the British call it. And it's when the wind blows, the branches touch each other. I'd rather imagine that hurts, kind of like, bare bone arthritis, ow. So you might want to go ahead and look for that. Now you can see the branching structure at this point in time. You look up there and you see some branches rubbing against each other. We'll cut off the least likely to succeed branch to alleviate that rather painful thing on the tree. So,
all right.
So and that's the first thing you do. And then secondarily is maybe thin it out a little bit. If there's a lot of bushy, branchy growth on your fruit trees, if you want some good quality fruit, they should be perhaps thinned out a little bit. Quality over quantity, So, and it's difficult to discuss pruning fruit trees over the air, really. You need a more visual thing on that. So those are just the things I look for, or structural problems and perhaps density. Also, the balance of the branch. I know on my plum trees, I didn't prune it properly a couple of years ago. and all the weight was on one half of the branch, and the weight of the plums, which it produced really heavily that year. We were canning plums and making plum jelly till who knows what. But anyway, good gifts actually. And the weight of it caused a torquing of the branch, and it actually twisted it and tore it at that point. So after we picked the fruit, we just had to saw that branch off.
Okay.
So anyway,
tree maintenance at
so
this time
a dormant oil spray at this point in time, and pruning, and a wintertime fungicide application right now on your fruit trees. Okay. Vegetable garden, we talked about that. In the lawn this week, moles. I'm seeing some moles come around. So we're doing an irrigation system for somebody, and they're just fraught with moles. And, well, yeah, you should see it now. It looks like a big mole in the yard. But anyway, so they're a bit of a problem. Chopping that mower blade to get a new air filter for your lawnmower, poor thing. Oh, they're huffing and puffing in the heat. They can't get any air because the air filter is plugged up. So,
are there any other pests that are kind of making it hard this week for your lawn?
The pests, grubworms will be coming into vogue pretty soon. So you can be retroactive on that and put down some grubworm control perhaps. Because they will be coming very active here pretty soon.
Okay. You were kind of mentioning testing your soil. How would one go about testing if they don't know how to do it but want to?
Well, you take the area you want to test and do more than one sample. You take, say, five or six and blend them together and put them in a jar. Or I brought some to the ag office last year in a Ziploc bag. And they tested them. Actually, this is for a contract we did. We had to do several tests in a given area, and then we took the average of that, and it turns out we didn't have to do anything. Everything was fine. But anyway, so take basically an average of the soil and go about 4 inches deep. Don't go right at the surface, but into the root zone, if you will, and to get a good reading for what's going on, because the roots are down there. They're not on the surface. They're down fairly deep. So about 4 inches is what we consider the depth for that. And join them together or mix them together and get a soil sample. And it'll give you a pretty good idea of where you're standing chemically with your soil. It won't give you a structural analysis as far as the porosity of the soil or the makeup of the soil, but it will give you a chemical analysis so you can do some corrections as far as pH is concerned or deficiencies in specific fertilizers depending on what you're wanting to grow in that soil. So that will let you hopefully have a little better tomato crop this coming year.
Totally.
So, yeah, good time right now. It does take a while for any pH correction to take place. It's not instantaneous. It's a chemical reaction that occurs, and it's not quick. So you want to do something about it pretty soon.
All right. And we'll have more on what you should be doing with your shrubs this week and how you can probably do a landscaping plan here in just a moment. I think we'll take a quick break here. For Green Country Gardener, if you want to ask Larry Glass any questions, the number to call is 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. When we come back from the break, I will give that number back out again, and we'll talk more with the Green Country Gardener.
If your yard is not flourishing, consider this. Talk to the experts at Enterprise Sod Store. They will tell you that sod is the answer to an instant yard and is mostly weed-free. Enterprise Sod has three kinds of sod, Bermuda, Zoysia, and Fescue. They'll pick up and deliver your sod and train you how to install and care for your sod. If you're a current or new homeowner or a landscaper or contractor, call the sod experts at Enterprise Sod Store 918-333-6888. Stop by and see them at 3410 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
When you need the help of a good mechanic, ABS Performance is where you need to go. They can do everything from a simple oil change to a full-blown transmission and engine replacement. No job is too big or small, and having the right mechanic for general and complete automotive care is important. They'll keep your vehicle up to date on oil changes and routine maintenance. Seek the help of a good mechanic. Head to ABS Performance on Price Road next to the Washington Park Mall in Bartlesville. Phone number 918-333-4420.
Unlimited data from Cable One means limitless possibilities. Get up to 100 megs for just $49 a month for 3 months and upgrade to unlimited data for one fixed price. Call 877-687-1427 for fast, reliable internet. 100 megs for just $49 a month for 3 months. Call Cable One at 877-687-1427 for details. Restrictions apply.
If you're planning a painting project, head over to Peters True Value and Dewey for a great deal. Right now, buy a gallon of Easy Care Ultra Premium Paint and get a 3-pack of Master Painter Best Roller Covers for free, a $10 value. Easy Care Ultra Premium Interior Paint is paint and primer in one and available in over 1,200 eye-catching colors. And their 5-ply woven roller covers provide superb application on semi-smooth surfaces. Stop by Peters True Value and Dewey today. Excludes Easy Care 365. Limit 5 1-gallon cans or 1 5-gallon pail per household. Consumer is responsible for all taxes and fees. See store for details. Offer ends soon.
Back to the and welcome back to the Green Country Gardener here this morning. It's just about 8:30. We want to let you know that it is also Groundhog Day. The groundhog did not see its shadow, so spring is coming early, which means you should probably be planning for spring, right?
Exactly. You need to consider what to do to your shrubs at this point in time. Pruning, mulching, planning. And transplanting your shrub should happen really soon right now. If you've got a shrub that's in the way, or you can't get the piano through the front door, you might consider moving it somewhere else.
Yeah, you probably should move that thing.
It's too big in the way.
It's a fire hazard.
Yeah, sometimes also there's electrical changes you might want to make, or a new AC unit or something, and your plants are in the way. Well, you can transplant those at this point in time, so you don't have to replace them. So that's kind of to do with the shrubs. The mulching is very important. Pruning, weed control. This is will be coming into vogue pretty soon. And there's some pre-emergent herbicides you can use. Also, backtracking to lawns right now. The weather's going to be really good, and warm rather this weekend. And a good chance to plant to put glyphosate on your weeds. Now, what is glyphosate? That's the chemical term for Roundup.
Yeah. Okay.
And actually, this is rather effective, and it's only effective to the point where that which is applied to the leaves is what works. In other words, any glyphosate that gets in the ground, any of it that gets on your on anything other than the leaves is a complete waste. So you want to, it doesn't take a lot to work, and it'll take a little bit more time with these cooler season weeds because they're somewhat slow to transmit fluids to their obviously through their stems this time of year, but it will work on controlling those pesky winter weeds. I say we can do that right now because a typical grass around here is Bermuda grass, and it's dormant at this point, as well as zoysia grass. However, if you have fescue grass and you do have weeds in there, do not use the Roundup on your fescue grass because you won't have any fescue grass.
Definitely protect the fescue grass.
Yeah, exactly. So even though it is somewhat dormant, you look out the window, there's some across the street there, and it's just green. And so it will adversely affect the fescue grass at this point. This will also keep out that poa annua, or annual ryegrass, that gets in people's yards. It's a weedy type grass. Forms these little clumps and tufts everywhere. Really nice bright green color. Which I don't know why people want to get rid of it, but they don't want it. The main reason why they do want to get rid of it is when it gets hot, it'll die out from the heat. And then you have all these blank spots in your grass. So
I would say at least keep it until it does get warmer, you know? Green's always a nice color on the eyes and yellow grass.
Well, you lose that selectivity, though, at that point in time when the other grass comes out. So controlling it is just... At that point, it's merely physical rather than chemical. So,
okay.
Yeah, set the cows on it, in other words. Yeah. But anyway, so weed control, we're coming into the time where it's time to consider doing something about that. And broadleaf weed controls are effective now, and the glyphosate or Roundup is effective at this point on weeds in your lawn. And we did talk about pruning your shrubs and things. I wouldn't do a heavy pruning yet, just a minor pruning at this point on your shrubs. Your fruit trees, though, you do want to do some heavy pruning on those at this point. And you want to consider some dormant oil applications and overwintering fungicide applications as well. So, fertilizing my yard. When should I? Oh, I guess we can backtrack up to getting a landscape plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stu, how can you get a last
jumping ahead here on the agenda, but anyway, it's simply a matter of calling up and getting an appointment and scheduling a time when we can meet and discuss it.
And how can people reach you?
They call us at the nursery, 333-4091. And typically there's somebody there at this time of year during the day because we're gearing up for spring rather intensely right now. So there will be somebody there to take the appointment.
Totally.
Okay. So, and then I can come out to your house. We discuss it. And if you want a really extensive plan, I'll go and take pictures of the house and model it on a 3D program and let you see what it'll look like from not only the plan view, but a perspective view, how it will affect your house and so this landscaping will. You see, it's a big step for almost like kitchen remodeling for some people.
It's just land remodeling.
And, yeah, and actually we offer this at no charge at this point. And it's something that if you're curious as to what your house would look like with a fresh landscape, well, give us a shout and we'll come out and look at it and come up with some ideas for you. But anyway, it's just simply a matter of when it's convenient for you to meet and I can come out and do that.
And then, of course, after you have the appointment and meeting, and the number is 33340, the last two digits are?
91.
91. Okay, I wanted to say
it's 19. It's been that number since 1978. You don't know it by now. I'm just kidding.
Right.
Anyway.
So then,
and I can transmit the information electronically, emails, take screenshots and let you see what it'll look like, and then you can rebut back that way. So we don't have to meet back and forth. We can do this on the and I do this actually for a lot of people on the email to show the ideas to them, and they can critique that and at their leisure and zoom in and all that and look at it. And then they can say, that's terrible. Oh, geez, redo that. Or it looks really
Hopefully
good.
They're a little bit friendlier than that, but
most people aren't. But in some cases, dandelions are an improvement. But
right.
But anyway, so we can help out on that, and really, it's pretty easy to do. I'm working with somebody who's out on the East Coast at this point, and we're doing some changes. And I send pictures of the work we've done to him, and then he can approve it, and then a check comes in the mail a little bit later. So,
right.
So even if you can't be there, we can transmit our information back and forth at your leisure. So I know people are real busy right now, so it's difficult to meet sometimes. Okay?
How should people fertilize their lawns right now?
Fertilize just fescue grass at this point, about 3 weeks or so with the fescue grass, Bermuda grass beginning in May. And keep in mind, Bermuda grass is somewhat of a heavy feeder. In other words, it needs a more or less a constant supply of fertility for it to do really well. So we do a fairly light application of fertilizer on Bermuda grass in May, June, July, and August, and early September for the Bermuda grass. And if you can, water it in right away. Or you can go out to the garage and push a button and water it either way. But usually I don't have a sprinkler system at my house, which is rather odd because I've put in hundreds of sprinkler systems and I don't have one at my house.
Oh, man.
So it's difficult for me to fertilize my grass in the summertime. I can understand people's dilemma.
And maybe that'll be a change for you in 2019.
I don't have time for it, really. But anyway, so fertilizing the Bermuda grass on a regular basis in the summer and also fescue grass. Keep in mind that fescue is a cool season grass, and we're coming into its biggest growth time, which is late February, March, and April, and early May. Starts to slow down a little bit late May and June, and starts to get kind of hot. So it's going to be really heavily growing, so it does need to have that fertility. And if you know your soil chemistry, then you'll have a bit more ammunition for a better looking lawn. So fescue grass pretty soon, Bermuda grass, don't worry about it at this point in time. So just basically the winter weeds and Bermuda grass and fescue is a concern right now. And having some means by which you can keep the lawn under control, either hiring it out or getting the mower fixed. I had to put a new engine on my lawnmower last year.
Okay.
Yeah, I bought it in 1986, and it finally gave out.
Still a long time for it to live, though.
Yeah, I guess so. Wheels are a little wobbly, but it does a good job.
Whenever it gets the job done, right?
Exactly.
You were talking about water sprinklers and installing them in people's homes. How can people save water in their landscape?
How can you save water in your landscape? Well, there are several ways. Consider in your landscape plantings. xerographic plants. And also preparing your soil deeply and properly, and consider mycorrhizae. Mycorrhizae is a symbiotic association between a fungus and the roots, say, of a plant, vascular health host plant. And the term mycorrhizae refers to the role of the fungus in the plant's rhizosphere, if you will. Or, in other words, its root system. And the mycorrhizae plays an important part in soil biology and soil chemistry. So, actually, the soil is a living, and we don't think of it as a living thing, but it is actually a living thing, a balance of the plant's roots and actually beneficial fungus. When we say fungus, we think of itchy feet and portobellos. These actually, the mycorrhizae actually, if you will, extend the root system out. And they work together to draw in water and nutrients and so on. And the symbiotic relationship, it actually goes on all over the world, really. Except where we apply, fertilizers and what in the soil. Kind of kills it off a little bit. So consider that also, perhaps. And we do have some mycorrhizae potting soil at the nursery, which is rather effective, actually. We're using it in the greenhouse, and we've had very good luck with it. And we offer it for sale as well, so. You might consider that. So it does an awful lot to help your plants. It's that the fungus with the funny name, the mycorrhizae, actually describes the root system of the fungus. That's one thing to do. And also a good deep, if your plants didn't do very well, a good deep preparation and lots of compost. The mycorrhizae is a naturally occurring fungus, but if your soil is really tired and you don't have a lot of vigor in your growth, perhaps you don't have enough in there, so perhaps introducing some spores into the ground will help it.
Sounds good. And again, this is Larry Glass on the Green Country Gardener, the Green Country Gardener, I should add. If you want to ask him any questions, call us at 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Again, if you have any gardening questions for Larry Glass, the Green Country Gardener, call 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Again, it's 840. We'll take a quick break and we'll continue with the Green Country Gardener in just a moment.
Like summer with tropical plants from Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses. Green Thumb, as you know, is the home to the largest selection of tropical plants. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has a great selection of plants for inside the home. Fill your home with vibrant houseplants, cactus, hanging plants, and more. Come by Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on the Water Road and check out Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants. That's Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses.
It's almost time for the annual Interstate Farm and Home Show. Hi, I'm Levi Wilson, account executive at KRIG. And business owners, let me tell you how you can put your business in front of 3,000 potential customers. The 2019 Interstate Farm and Home Show is Friday and Saturday, March 1st and 2nd, at the Coffeyville Community College. We bring together the best goods and services in the region, and your business can play a big role. Come see what's new for today's home, farm, and businesses. You can feature your business in the show with many ways to participate. Spaces are available inside or out. Sign up today for the 2019 Interstate Farm and Home Show, March 1st and 2nd, brought to you by KRIG, KGGF, and Bartlett Co-op. Call me, Levi Wilson, at KRIG today, or visit interstatefarmandhomeshow.com for more information.
How many times this week have you asked, what's the forecast for tomorrow? Well, just call the Weatherline Forecast Service at 918-336-2900 and find out. You get the forecast plus the time and temperature from the studios of News Talk 1400 K1. Weatherline Forecast Service brought to you by Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Hearing Life, and your friends at AAA. We update the Weatherline as the forecast changes, so you're always up to date. So put your numbers in the phone and call 918-336-2900.
Welcome back to the Green Country Gardener. Larry Glass is with us, and we were talking about some watering. of your lawn and your garden and whatnot. And Larry was actually telling me that there's an app or a way that you can turn on your watering system on your phone. And we were also yes, hoping sir. That we could get back to times where technology wasn't in control of our lives.
Yes, actually, we could put in a sprinkler system where you have to bend over and open a hatch and turn on a valve. It's strictly manual if you want. That's right. Possible, but you get wet in the process when that happens. Another one is with a timer. They still make mechanical timers.
Surprisingly.
Yeah, they're funny. They make this funny little rattling noise, and then they pop, and then the thing starts up. Then when that gets done, it makes this funny little rattling noise. Goes the next one, and pop, turns it on. It's kind of fun to watch those old mechanical things work. And typically what we put in now are basically electronic timers.
Okay.
Which actually, they've been proven themselves really reliable. Actually, there's the Rainbird's CRC series timer. It's the first electronic timer that Rainbird had. It has this red dot LED thing on it, readout with just numbers, you know. And it's a very versatile timer, actually. I wish they still made it, because this is just like a rock.
Yeah.
It does great.
Sounds
but
cool.
Anyway, so and it you can do anything you want. You can do, you couldn't do water budgeting or anything like that. You'd have to reset it all the time, and you had to put a 9-volt battery in it, which died all the time. When the power quit, you lost everything, and the thing runs in the middle of the night. So it, so it had its drawbacks, but it was a good, rock solid, reliable one, and pretty high tech back in 1982. So,
all right.
But right now we have sprinkler timers that are fully electronic. They don't lose their programming, and they don't lose the time. They remember daylight savings time. If your plants really need to know what that is, you know, but
they probably know in some capacity.
Your roses might wilt if the timer doesn't change with the daylight savings time. So you don't. Every time the power goes out, you don't have to go back and reset everything. There's no battery to replace because it has a CMOS battery in it and a good non-volatile memory, which maintains all the data in it and it actually keeps time, just like your computer does. If you've ever unplugged your computer and moved it, it just magically knows what time it is. That's because the clock is still running in there with a little battery. This works the same way. Okay.
Okay.
And then they got that. We have rain and freeze sensors, which is a standard option I consider it a standard thing when you put in a sprinkler system. Because there's no sense in watering when it rains, and the rain sensors shut it off. And also the Rainbird has gone strictly to rain and freeze sensors. So it shuts off when it gets down below a set point, anywhere between 45 and, say, 37 degrees. It'll shut the sprinkler system down so you don't slide and fall down and paralyze yourself in the morning getting the paper when with ice on this on the driveway from the sprinkler system going off. So it shuts it off when it gets to a certain point. So that's good also. And thirdly, they have either an adapter you can get with your existing Rainbird or a new one, Wi-Fi controlled sprinkler timers, which actually responds to the National Weather Service. They transmit wirelessly data. And this one picks it up. It has to tap into your home Wi-Fi.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, and also it does. It taps into the National Weather Service, and it'll shut it down if there's rain coming.
Huh.
It'll shut it down if rain has been. And you can also enter soil criteria in there, and it'll calculate the drying rate of the soil. So it'll do some calculations, algorithms, that's the word, yes. Based on soil type and refresh the irrigation at that point in time. Or you can just manually bypass it, not worry about it.
It's crazy.
So anyway,
sprinklers have
so that
definitely
ties into
evolved.
That. And also these little phones here, you can pull up the app and say, water my front yard, and it waters.
So do you have to ask it please cool first?
What?
Do you have to say please first to the phone before you can?
Yes, you have to do that. And Alexa, they are compatible with that. If you have one of those things, something which I won't have.
Alexa,
but anyway,
water my lawn.
Yeah, you're right. It'll do that.
That's awesome.
You can interface it with that. And if you're looking a little wilted, you say, Alexa, water the front shrubs. And psh, they come on.
Alexa, water my front lawn to AC/DC. That'd be pretty cool, too.
Hey, that'll be good for, Christmas. Have it come up, like the Bellagio come
right.
up. But anyway, so you can have a lot of fun with this stuff.
You could.
But anyway, I have found that over time, these irrigation timers have survived power surges without any problems. I haven't seen one survive a lightning strike. Of course, neither does their freezer. But anyway, so the reliability is really high on these. A lot of people kind of shun away from electronics because, this happens and that happens. But something like a sprinkler timer, you really have to build that into it initially, that reliability for it to hold up in the event of a power surge or a power drop off or one of those days when the voltage gets down to 90 volts. It has to be able to survive that, and they do. They're very good about that. So they have LVPKs in them, or CMOS lightning arresters. So if you get we've been hit, our garage got hit by lightning the other day. It knocked out a relay in my air conditioning unit, and it popped this and that and everything else. And I don't have a sprinkler system, but I do have outlets, the hose outlets controlled with the sprinkler timer. It survived.
Okay.
So can't say much for the everything else, but that actually survived.
At least something survived.
And a lot of my customers have been very complimentary on their survivability and electrical anomalies like that. So that's not a problem with those really anymore. So consider that when getting a sprinkler system. We need all the help we can to save water, because water is expensive. And I consider water more precious than gold.
Okay.
In other words, we really need it to survive.
We do.
Let's not use it up watering daffodils. Let's use our water properly and don't have water running down the street and have geysers shooting up and so on. Okay, so into that. Anyway, there's several ways to water. There's a drip system, which you can connect to the hose. They got little timers. You can do that too. The spray type, the underground irrigation systems, and again, there's always hand watering.
Yeah.
Some of my customers, they completely dismiss the timer, and when it gets dry, they dial up a certain part of the yard, hit the go button, and it just waters that one area. So they're strictly manual. So you can still do it manually with that.
Okay.
So, come a long way, irrigation.
We have
house.
Come a long way, yes.
So anyway, let's get into your trees.
Let's do it.
You want to have healthy trees this summer, and it's getting time to fertilize those trees. It takes a while for the fertilizer to diffuse into the root zone. So you need to get after it and fertilize them real soon so they can prosper and do well. If you keep your lawn very well fertilized, your trees are very well fertilized as well. So you don't have to be as conscientious about that if you fertilize your lawn real well. I don't conscientiously fertilize my trees, but I do the lawn, and the trees are healthy, doing just fine. So you might look at the leaves, though, and look at the size of the leaf. It'll tell you if you're fertilizing them well enough. In other words, if the leaves look extraordinarily small, perhaps there's some issue with either the soil or the plant itself. And fertilizing sometimes won't cure that. It might be a borer problem, or in the case of some maple trees, stem and trunk disease perhaps might be. So there's a lot of factors contributing to that. But if your leaves are nice and big and healthy and glossy, and you have a pretty good growth rate, that'll tell you right away how healthy it is.
All right. And again, this is the Green Country Gardener. We'll have more from the Green Country Gardener here in just a break in a minute. And we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Larry Glass.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand trusted by builders and remodelers Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're our most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows at Overly's Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
Have you got the winter blues? Make your home feel like summer with tropical plants from Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses. Green Thumb, as you know, is the home to the largest selection of tropical plants. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has a great selection of plants for inside the home. Fill your home with vibrant houseplants, cactus, hanging plants, and more. Come by Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nevada Road and check out Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants. That's Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses.
When the skies become threatening and severe weather strikes, K1 provides you with complete coverage. Bartlesville Radio gives up-to-the-minute weather conditions using radar reports and live on the scene from our Washington County Emergency Management Team and our trained weather spotters, also meteorologists from the KOTV News on 6, dedicated to keeping you and your family safe. Keep a battery-operated radio close at hand, and when severe weather hits our area, go to a safe place and tune in to K1 AM 14. And FM 93.3 for all the details. Severe weather coverage is brought to you by Bartlesville Collision Center, Paul's Wrecker Service, Jericho Tile and Carpet, ConocoPhillips, United Rental, Green Country Restoration, Phillips 66, Randy Lawrence Lawn Care and Maintenance Service, Lucas Metalworks, Hughes Lumber Company, the Stump Funeral Home, and A-Best Roofing. Your safety is our top concern. Count on K1 for the area's most complete weather coverage.
Welcome back to the Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. We only have a few minutes left in the show. Larry, what can people be doing to prevent weeds in their lawn?
You say what? My lawn is nothing but weeds. What can I do about it? Well, number one, fertilize it when it needs it. Number two, when you water it, when you water your grass, water fairly deeply and infrequently. That might seem a little contrary, but instead of watering like 5 minutes every day, you might consider going, say, 30 minutes, once a week. A good deep watering. What that does is it gets the roots down deep into the soil. For them to get the water down there. We've done a lot of landscaping, and I can always tell how people water the yard by looking at the roots. Sometimes you can just grab the grass and just pull it because the roots are not into the ground. And I ask them, how often do you water? Well, every day, you know. And then your grass is totally dependent on that watering every single day. It cannot survive a drought. So what? We have the chance right now to go ahead and get your yard established with a deep root system by programming your timer on your sprinkler system to run not so frequently. Now, the you want to give about an inch of water per week, generally. And typically you want to do that not on an everyday basis, but a little bit of time in between. In other words, let the surface of the soil dry out between waterings. But still put in an inch of water per week. Now, if you have a heavy clay soil, that might be a once-a-week watering. That's all you really need to do. If you have a sandy soil, you might want to go every, two or three days, perhaps. But you do want to administer that 1 inch of water per week, and you want to do it on a fairly distant frequency, if you will. Okay?
And
so that's how you can get healthy grass. Healthy grass usually will choke out the weeds.
And while we're on the topic of weeds, how can people prevent weeds in their beds?
Kind of similarly, one way, mulch is a good way to do it, and pre-emergent herbicides are another way to do it also. If you're just inundated by them, by weeds, then you're not putting down enough mulch. And you're not perhaps not using pre-emergents. Bermuda grass is a tough one to control in people's beds. That goes back to the landscaping plan. A lot of times I go with a stone border around their landscape, and typically that's concreted into the ground and mortared to this concrete. So it's a good physical barrier to keep that Bermuda grass out. Steel edging works okay to a point. Then you need something maybe a bit more impervious. So you might consider a different border. On your landscaping, perhaps, or maybe even an elevation change if you have that ability to do that, just to keep the Bermuda grass out. And if Bermuda grass is not a problem, but you still have a lot of weeds, then I would go ahead and plan on getting more mulch. Now you can buy the mulch. We sell it at the nursery in bulk, and it's a lot less expensive that way. We can bring it out. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Larry.
We can deliver it out, then you can put it on there, and then maybe a pre-emergent. What's going on?
What about today? Is today the day to shave that monkey grass down?
No.
Why?
We have another cold spell coming.
It's February.
It's
and the groundhog did not see his shadow.
It's February. It's January 33rd.
And the groundhog didn't see his shadow, and so it's over. Winter's over.
Okay. Fine.
What happens if I shave it off?
Nothing. It won't kill it.
It's not going to. You can't kill monkey grass.
No, it's not going to affect it. But it's traditionally, it's not done
right Valentine's Day.
Yeah, around there. Yeah, too. Well, at the end of this week, it looks like we got some cooler weather coming on.
We do. Tuesday, Wednesday, I think, isn't it, Garrett?
Too. Yeah, as we go throughout the week, it's just gradually getting cooler.
So, yes, by all means.
Charlie did it again.
It's not going to be that cold, so I think you can go ahead and do it, Kevin, without any problems.
Go ahead and get that mower and just vroom.
Yeah, I'll be listening for that 460 V8 lawnmower with the turbocharger and the intercooler and all that
get
stuff.
Get the chainsaw out and do all kinds of things.
460 LE automatic transmission on that thing. Boy, it'll really go. I've seen you guys drive it up and down the road there. Man, that mower goes.
It goes, doesn't it?
You bet. So, anyway, go ahead and cut back your monkey grass.
Go ahead and do it, he said. He doesn't care. Clean it off.
Yeah, it'll survive.
I know.
It's pretty hardy stuff. So,
that's my job today. I'm going to start it.
Monkey grass?
I'm going to cut it back and some of that, several of the grasses.
Yeah. Oh, the ornamental grasses, too, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of like to wait a little bit on that, too. But
I could light a match to them right now and let it just...
I don't think the fire department will have any problem with that current conditions. No, I think they'll be fine. But anyway, Kevin, when you do your pruning and all that, or your landscaping work, make sure all your tools are sharp.
You got to sharpen that shovel.
And you got to sharpen that shovel.
And your clippers.
Your clippers. Oh, yeah. I mentioned that earlier.
I love sharp clippers just where they can shave them right off.
Just watch your fingers.
I know it.
But I hate to break it to you guys, but we're going to have to go.
It's over.
We'll see you next week, Kevin. Looking forward to March the 1st.
Shovel sharp. Sharp shovel.
That was the Green Country Gardener. Have a good day.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is Kate.